morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Stop it.
All right, I was at the end of the story. I'm sorry.
This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Don't play that because I feel like that would get us off on YouTube.
Lady Jack gonna rock my world better than
you. I'm still playing this in the background.
I'm not worried because I think that who did this?
Across all 90 states.
They need the...
I love you, John.
He's kind of funny.
I love you so much.
Oh, my God. Ow. Oh, my God, I pulled something.
My stomach is just all ripped. It's so cut right now because of that comment.
Oh, fuck.
Ow, I hurt myself. I gotta hurry
up. It's fucking
funny. Are you happy, Mike? You broke Dutch. Are you happy?
I broke Hippo Juice. I'm so sorry.
You fucking so murdered sorry. Him.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 if you still use that function on your smartphone. Or you could join us live every Wednesday on morelikeradio.com/live. Or just download the podcast and listen that way. We don't care as long as you listen. Today is November 2nd. That's right. Rocktober is officially over. Joined as always by Marino, call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
Joining us again because we like them so much. We asked them to be on three times. Kyle Johnson's here.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going good. And who's your friend here, Kyle?
Oh, this is my friend Sydney.
Hey, I'm Sydney. Nice to meet everyone.
Hi, Sydney. How are you?
Good.
Okay, good. So I don't know how much he told you about the show, so we'll see if he can hang. We'll figure it out. And
I think I'm prepared. We'll see.
All right. That's what they all say. joining us, of course, the world's best internet producer, Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Would somebody fucking listen to me? I'm not doing that!
And,
I got to be the clip of the day?
Yes, you did.
Honored.
Do you feel honored?
I feel so honored.
I would. So we didn't do a Dutch and Royce yesterday.
Ooh, look at that dick.
It's a nice dick.
Oh, thanks.
We didn't do a Dutch and Royce yesterday.
What the fuck?
And we didn't do a Dutch and Royce yesterday.
Did we not
Why
do
not?
A Dutch and Royce
and
yesterday?
For once, it wasn't Dutch's fault. It was mine.
I wouldn't say it was your fault. I would say that you had priorities.
I did. I had prior engagements.
Which were?
I went to this wrestling show.
Independent wrestling. Yeah. Indie wrestling, if you will.
Yeah.
Royce has been helping our good old pal buddy Mersh.
Yes.
With Mersh's TV pilot script thing that he's working on.
I guess we could talk about it now because it's officially been a copyright.
It's
I won't
out.
Give too much
I
away, but
they have a Facebook page for it, don't they?
Yeah. So we're looking for this place to film this mockumentary that we're making, and we went out to this guy, this wrestling place where he does like amateur wrestling and like I want to say legit because that doesn't make sense, but like professional wrestling.
Professional,
you know?
Independent, small-time wrestling.
So we were there. We were filming. It was actually pretty cool. We talked about going to a wrestling thing before. This was way better than the one at the rec center. This guy was like actually put money into it, you know? It was.
What's the name of the company?
We've been talking about changing the name because it's not great for Google, but it's Pro Wrestling 2.0 on Facebook if you want to find them.
Wait, find who? I see.
Wow, did you piece it together there, Sherlock?
Uh-huh.
Did you get it?
I thought that
did you go to your mind palace?
Shut up.
So
I thought you were going to say Killjoy Productions, and then when you said
Killjoy
is
the name of the production company.
I thought that you were talking about the independent wrestling company. And yeah.
I was just a shout out to them because they were been very, very, very helpful when it comes to that. But anywho.
All right. I put the link in our chat room if you want to like said page.
What did you? Oh, by the way, happy Day of the Dead if you're a Mexicano listener. That's today, Day of the Dead.
Dia de los Muertos.
Dia de los Muertos.
How are you celebrating? Because aren't you like one of them, right?
I'm Cuban. I'm not Mexican. We're not all the same.
I thought you were.
You thought completely wrong.
Oh.
You knew first off, Kyle, you know I was a Mexican. You were literally roommates with my brother for like how long? Did you think we were just Mexican for this long?
Yeah, I just assumed.
Remember, right? Dutch, how I make fun of people and go, white privilege isn't real. Kyle is fucking living proof that white privilege is alive and well. Right there.
I never asked once in the year that we lived together about his ethnicity.
What is actual
ethnicity? So I assumed
was?
Mexican.
Well, okay.
That's the correct number of times to ask.
Okay, no, first off.
Wait, you're not Mexican?
Marie, you married me.
Oh.
No, I am not. I am not.
What a disappointment.
Not to Mexicano.
You're telling me.
Also, heads up, guys, and I want to do this on air because I don't like, I like to do things this way. E-Rock, it's Eric Nagel. His show is up on iTunes now and on Google Play and all that stuff. And he wants us to make a commercial for Hippo Juice and for Dutch and Roy so he could play it, on his podcast that he puts on iTunes.
Like a live read?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He sent me an email and I figured, fuck it.
Is that short for electronic mail?
That is correct.
I don't want the listeners to get confused.
Don't. No.
Okay.
You already didn't finish the last story. So I just want to make sure.
Okay, so
the whole reason
I don't think you're right. Maybe I'm confusing, but I don't think people not knowing what the E in email means is going to solve the problem.
Well, it might help. Anyways, the reason why we didn't do Dutch and Roy's last night.
Marie's character fixes the wrong problem, person.
The reason why we didn't do Dutch and
Marie Roy's walks by someone with a gunshot and ties their shoe.
He really
and walks away.
He really doesn't want me to finish his story.
No, I don't because I'm fucking killing right now, so relax.
We didn't do Dutch and Roy's last night because we were doing videography for the wrestling show that Mike is working on.
Yes.
So, yeah, we prioritized one over the other because there's only so many independent wrestling shows to go to. So, yeah.
You having a heart attack? Here, Marie will give you a back rub.
Hey, it wouldn't hurt.
Well, okay, so he gave us like an open. It's like, so I'm going to read what he said.
We're back to Eric's thing?
Yeah, I want to do this.
Okay.
This commercial. I figure we do it now, and then we'll
and
just
do it proud?
Cut it up and send it to him, and we'll do it for Dutch and Royce on Tuesday, too. This will be perfect.
We're doing both commercials.
Right now.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I'm prepared.
So here's the guideline that he sent. Ready?
Guys, before we start, remember that you're proud of the show.
Okay. And he also made sure to... Let's keep it on the level, like toned down. No. Well, there's no people who I'm worried about this right now on this show, but no, not too racist, not too sexist. That's it's a
just
show.
The right amount of racism and sexism.
Right. It's the geek stuff.
Sydney, we're looking at you. Tone down the racism.
Seriously.
Yeah, Sydney, you really got to tone it back.
What if I could?
She comes in dressed in like a member of the Jets, and all of a sudden starts.
I knew it was a risk
gang
bringing
fighting
on here,
people.
Man.
Yeah. All right. So. Here's the outline, he says. Feel free to ad-lib and adjust. The intro is the more important part. If you want to produce it, it's totally fine. If not, send me the audio, and he said he'll produce it. So perfect. Here's what we're going to do. Open.
We have an open, we have a space to describe the show, and we have a close.
So I'm going to read what he wants first. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
That's in parentheses. Don't actually say that.
Fuck! Okay, let's try again. Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
Nope, still in parentheses.
Hey, it's introduce everyone.
Nope, you read Royce.
Okay,
try to
say your name.
All right, ready?
Not.
Hey, it's Bob.
Nope.
Introduce.
That's not your name.
For real. It says, hey, it's Royce, and I'm supposed to introduce everyone. Then it says, when you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel. Let's try again. It's what? Eric Nagel.
You know what our
Navel.
Friends. Navel Oranges.
Orange Eric Nagel.
Introduce everyone.
Navy SEALs.
You should check out Hippo Juice Podcast from More Like Radio. Well, the Hippo Juice Podcast. I'll add that in.
Do you know anything of what we're doing?
Nope. You guys ready? You guys ready?
Yeah. Wait, yeah, let's start from the top here.
Okay.
So Royce has to say hello. He has to say his name. He has to introduce us. Then he has to remember that we're listening to Eric Nagel and then say to check out Hippo Juice on More Like Radio. Then break, describe our show, and then the close. And then so you're going, you have to go back to say,
okay.
So remember to finish. It's Eric Nagel first.
Wow, it's really, the name is really fucking
Eric
us up
Nagel,
today.
Eric Nagel, you have a hard name. All right. First, and then signed up for the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. People always forget to do that. I don't know if we're supposed to read that, because that wasn't in parentheses.
All right, you ready?
Are we supposed to read that?
Fuck it, I got this. You ready?
Here we go.
It says describe the show. Well, I can't describe the show. Okay.
Don't worry, we'll wing it. We'll help you describe the show.
Okay.
Dutch,
count me off, but don't say two and one, okay?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
You're going to help describe the show, right?
Sure.
We got this. Go. Okay. Go. Ready? Count us off. Ready? Here we go. Here
5, 3,
no!
1.
Introduce everyone. No. Did we do it?
Hi, I'm Eric Nagel.
No! That's his name.
Wait. I don't. Is this an intro for his show?
And you're More Like Radio on Hippo Juice Nagel.
You're listening to It's Royce Lopez. I'm Eric Nagel. Thanks for listening.
There's so many bullets.
Take it away, Frank.
We have a lot of bullets we have to hit on, guys. Come on.
Shouldn't do this on the air?
No, this is why we're doing it.
He insisted that we do it. He said we weren't allowed to record it.
John isn't here, and neither is Mark.
That's exactly why. You ready?
Wait, oh, okay, here we go.
So you're supposed to just introduce
Mark.
Oh,
that's right. John isn't here, and neither is Mark. Fuck, should we wait till the second hour?
Maybe we should wait for the second hour.
Okay.
Is John supposed to show up? Mark's not tuning in today. He says next week.
Well, fuck.
But we don't need Mark to do a promo for Hippo.
No, it's not a promo.
I'll do a Mark impression.
Wait, I got it.
Or better not have Sydney do a Mark impression.
There we go.
There you go, Sydney. You say
this is Mark.
Perfect.
That's pretty good.
Well, that's a good really Mark, and you've never even heard of him. Okay. Yeah.
Actually, Sydney, just respond for Mark and John if ever anyone says anything to Mark or John.
Right, but come up with two distinctive voices.
You need two voices. You need a voice for John and a voice for Mark.
I love this. Okay, we're ready? Here we go. Hey, it's Royce. No, it's for real. Okay, here we go.
You always do that. No questions. Just do it
You're
right.
You're not good at
Joel, why don't you do it?
Hey, it's Royce.
I don't have the points in front of me.
Hey, it's Royce. Hey, it's Royce.
Oh,
okay,
my
here
goodness.
We go. Hey, it's Royce. Anne Marie.
Hey.
Dutch.
I.
Kyle.
Hi.
Mark.
Hey.
And John.
Hi.
It's good.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
It's
really good.
Keep going. We'll fix it in post.
You're really good at doing Mark and John.
When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio.
Why? Because we're
Marie?
Awesome.
We are awesome. And you can find us on iTunes, Google Play.
Where else?
Our MySpace page.
No.
And it says here to describe the show. So, like, what's the show about?
Funny things.
Funny things.
I honestly have no idea how we would describe this show.
We use words.
We're an R-rated morning zoo.
I don't like the morning zoo aspect because
we have better
it's nighttime.
We're an R-rated petting zoo.
We have better impressions.
Heavy petting zoo.
Okay. By the way,
that's when you masturbate the animals.
All right,
exactly. That's actually not a bad way.
We're a heavy petting zoo.
This is like an episode of Shark Tank if there were actual sharks.
Right. That doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Are the sharks pitching inventions?
Two other sharks.
Two other sharks.
Yes.
So and then people come in with their shitty products and they have to swim away from them.
And then Hippo Juice.
Yes.
Eric is listening. He says, this is going great, guys. Gangbusters. So
yes.
We're nailing it. I don't read sarcasm in text.
So remember, finish It's Eric Nagel first, then sign up for the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio. People always forget to do that.
Perfect.
Or just catch us live every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on morelikeradio.com.
Okay, fine. We do
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard?
Don't forget the standard.
Shit. All right, let's go back from the beginning.
Okay. Introduce everyone.
Hey, it's Royce.
No!
Hi, I'm Marie.
No, stop.
Royce, I didn't count you down.
Fuck. Oh, you're right. Ready? Oh. All right, this is the real one.
6.
Okay. Okay. Count me down.
1.
We're going to do one more. This is going to be a good one, okay? Eric's listening. Be good.
I thought this was great. The whole start to finish.
I don't think so. I think it's a little long. One
you
more.
Don't need to cut any of this. just from beginning to end, send it to Eric. And then we'll
see
hear it.
See what you did, Eric, you motherfucker. You got me now.
Then we'll hear it on It's Eric Nagel first. And then we'll hear it on the Hippo Juice podcast second because it. No, we'll hear it on Hippo Juice first because we recorded first. Then
yeah, I was gonna
you
say,
hear
hearing it.
It
right now.
Then
right.
You hear it on It's Eric Nagel. And then you download Hippo Juice after hearing our promo on Eric's show. And then you hear it again.
Okay, so... Are we good? We got it?
I got it.
Perfect.
I think we got it. I think we know it.
Hey, it's Royce.
No, stop. Oh. All right, we're going to do one more this time.
All right,
time
that was good.
Real.
Let's do Dutch and Royce now.
No. Dutch and Royce will do it with Mitch and Sherry on. One more this time for real. You ready, guys? Be serious.
Okay.
All right. Hey, it's Royce. And I'm here with Marie.
Hey.
Dutch.
What? You said it's true. That's my name. That's what I said. I don't understand where we went wrong. Come on, let's go, guys. Let's be, get
Royce,
back on the ball.
Come on. You're the lead. You have to keep the straight face.
I can't. Okay, ready?
Keep the straight lines. Come on.
But he said, Dutch. What the fuck am I doing with that? Dutch is not good at improv. He does not and I, then me.
No, not really.
Dutch!
No.
Woo! Dutch! All right, ready? Hey, it's Royce. I'm here with Marie.
Marie!
Dutch.
I'm Dutch.
Kyle.
Johnson.
Perfect. John's here, too.
Hey, guys.
That's John. And when you're done listening to this
well,
week's...
you forgot Mark.
No.
Yeah, what about Mark?
Fine. Mark's also here.
Come on, man.
There's Mark, see? When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. It's on iTunes. So just search More Like Radio, and you'll find Hippo Juice and a whole bunch of other cool shows. And if you want to listen live, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., morelikeradio.com, you could find our show.
Slash live.
We talk about all kinds of funny things, politics.
What is it? Morelikeradio.com, you can find our show /live?
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh.
.org.
Don't do the .org.
Could be org. We should probably buy that domain name.
This isn't helping.
Actually, we do on morelikeradio.org. That's where you can find all the downloads.
Ooh. So,
listen to that.
Listen to this.
And a promo.
And then listen to your heart.
Perfect. We're done. Did it work, Eric? Is that good?
You didn't also remind them to listen to It's Eric Nagel.
I did remind him. I said it's Eric Nagel at the beginning.
No, but you have to say it at the close, too. He gave you a close.
He didn't give me a close?
You weren't following the template.
There's a template. Okay. Okay, I'm going to try one more time.
They're just listening going, why do I even bother with these idiots? I tried to help them out. I'm
this
trying
is what
to give
you
them something,
you,
and they're just shitting all over
this
it.
This is what you get when you ask us to do it live, because now it has to be both a commercial and entertainment on our show.
Dutch, you're going to like this. Eric says,
what
okay.
What a promo for him, though.
Eric says, I'm going to get live from the morgue to do this.
There we go.
Ooh, bringing him back from the dead.
Oh, fuck. Okay, let's try one more time.
Oh, no.
For real, I'm going to do it by myself. And Eric, use this one. This will work. Ready? Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio. Describe the show. I'd love to. We talk about comedy things and news stories.
Florida stories.
And, yeah, also that. So, you know, tune into the show. And make sure you keep listening to It's Eric Nagel because that guy rules. Boom. Promo.
There we go.
Nailed it.
Good job.
There you go, Eric.
About as good as we're going to do.
Nailed it.
Now that order of business is businessed.
Dutch, have you started watching Westworld yet?
Yes, I have.
How good is Westworld?
Wow, you guys were it. Yeah, great show.
Dude, are you fully caught up?
Not fully caught up. I think I'm up to like episode 4 at this point. But okay. I texted Royce after I watched the first one, and I was just like, dude, Westworld. Yes. And
so fucking
it's
good.
Probably one of the more brilliant concepts I've seen in a show in a long time. It's very creative.
Eric says, send me all this audio, so I will do that.
All of it?
It'll be on the show, so you can just download it.
Yeah, just download the show.
I'll cut it for him.
Make us do work, he says.
Yeah, how dare
but
you.
But yeah, dude, Westworld is fucking
how
badass.
Dare you give us a favor on your large platform and us actually have to do any work for it?
It's a tit-for-tat favor.
You have tits.
I have tats.
I have tats.
He has tats.
I have both.
She
has tits and tats.
There you go.
John Mark for the evening. Yeah, Dutch, it's really, really good. Like, yeah. How good is Ed Harris?
How good is what's-her-face? The lead chick.
Dolores.
Yeah. But, like, the actual actress.
Evan Rachel Wood, I believe.
Yeah, wow. She's good.
She is. Dude, the show is, like, really smart, too. Man, once you... And I think it gets better every week. Like, it's one of the best shows on TV.
My favorite thing about HBO is that it never ends to find a way to have lots of naked people on their channel.
Oh, Dutch, you're one episode behind. There's like there's an actual like orgy shot that like it's Game of Thrones level of nudity.
It's more than Game.
That was
a full building of orgy.
Yeah,
I would agree. That was beyond Game of Thrones.
It was a Fortune 500 company of orgy.
It was a Playboy Channel in the 90s kind of orgy, if that makes sense.
Nice.
It was a, why don't we just bring everyone onto a cruise ship orgy because there's enough people.
It was a Bill Clinton on an island with underage kids allegedly kind of orgy.
It was a...
Allegedly.
Authentic, though, like the authenticity level of the park, because I just kept thinking I could basically smell it through the screen.
Yeah, that's what... Okay, I see. You bring up a very good
like
point.
Like, how into it do they get?
That,
you know?
You bring up a very good point. Do they smell? Like, do they fart? Do they... I mean, you understand?
Those are the questions that we need to be asking here.
Yeah, no, because think about it. If you're like, okay, if you're... Let's be realistic.
Do they even need to drink water? Are they drinking wine for fun?
Let's say,
can we like have a sound or a bit from when we get serious about technology?
Oh, sure.
Oh, I think I have one actually.
I already have one.
Oh, you do?
It's loading.
Okay, well, yeah. Here's mine.
Take a spin now. You're in with the techno set.
Oh, there you go.
You're going surfing on the internet.
There we go.
I was thinking more like 90s porno bed music.
That's pretty good, too.
A lot of bass.
I'm going to put this RAM all up in your motherboard.
This is serious technology talk, people.
This is the fucking Shaft movie.
Does AI need to shit for humans to accept it as true AI?
No, my point is this. Let's say you're having sex with one of the fucking robo-prostitutes from Westworld, right? Let's say you want to do butt stuff. It's not really authentic butt stuff if there's not a little poopy on your pee-pee.
It's also not authentic butt stuff if they don't complain about it a little bit.
Right, they have to complain about it a little bit.
From what I saw, it looks like they dip them in whatever that like flesh material is after they actually constructed the actual, the android constructs of their skeleton.
It's actually brown.
And that flesh stuff, like, if you leave that part of your armpit together too long without putting deodorant on, it's going to start smelling. I'm assuming that material that they use is the same stuff. No.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Here's a question. Uh-huh. If they start getting all teary-eyed and crying, do they have snot sniffle like humans do?
Oh, yeah.
I would assume
Do they come?
I would assume they have to because...
Is it robo-sperm?
Well,
they make baby androids?
No, I don't think they could reproduce. I don't think that they have that function yet.
I think there are more androids than they are just straight robots. I think there's a little more human element to it because they add so much of like, cause I mean, you saw like when somebody gets shot or whatever, they have to go get repaired.
Yeah.
And so there's blood and there's shit that happens, so they have their own, like, I guess energizing, liquid flow system, I would assume.
So what you're saying is that they're more like Data from Star Trek, more like,
yes,
where you would feel bad if they died kind of thing, where maybe they're not 100% self-aware, but they seem to have their own feelings and they seem to be learning and remembering,
I feel like
that's the whole point.
It's the brain is very close to a human brain, but the body is more akin to a waterbed with some electronics on the inside. where there's the skin, then there's a level of water where they have like the fake blood and stuff. So if you kill them, they bleed a little bit, but it's obviously not like a full like 4 pints of blood or whatever that we have in us.
You saw they had like they were building them like muscle fiber by muscle fiber.
Yeah, the intro.
Yeah.
Right, but are they building a stomach and a digestive system? Like, is there anything inside, or is that just mechanics?
I feel like they.
We do see the one girl, not Dolores, but the girl who works at the tavern. She takes shots, so they obviously can.
And like, I think you see them eating stuff. So,
well, that's
they probably
I mean.
Have some kind of system that accepts material and does away with it. I don't know.
And I guess if you didn't poop as an android that has to believe that you're in the system, you would feel weird that other people were pooping, and then you'd be like, why are you pooping when I don't poop? You know?
It's true, yeah. I mean, they even give them the concept of dreams.
How often do you think that they're shitting in front of each other?
Enough.
Daily. Every hour.
And by the way, again, everyone has to watch this show because all I want to do is talk about it sometimes. It's so fucking good. But
HBO, man, is batting 1,000 for 1,000
at this
point.
It's amazing.
Like, they're...
Sydney told me about some theory about the Man in Black.
Oh, yeah.
That he's...
So,
good.
Take it with a grain of salt. I read it online, but it was a theory that we're actually watching two different timelines when we're in the park, and that the two younger dudes that are hanging out with Dolores, the black hat from that storyline is actually a young Man in Black from the plot that we're watching with him. There were a few different points to back it up, and some refuting it, too, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Huh.
Well, that means you have a good show in your hand when people are just coming up with their own theories. Because if nobody,
like,
nobody's
episode
up...
four, that people already have theories. I think pretty sure people already had theories after the first episode.
Anthony Hopkins is a beast, by the way. You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
how
my God,
good
yeah.
is he of an act? That guy, he's the scariest old man ever, right? Like, ever?
I would say so.
Yeah.
But do you think a lot of that's predicated on the fact that he was in Silence of the Lambs?
That he was Hannibal Lecter?
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins, Anthony Stankins?
You would have to get a picture of him hopping.
Not your best work.
No.
Okay.
Shut up, Marie.
we'll move on. Always looking for new ones. Always looking for new ones.
But yeah, Westworld is fucking great. What'd you guys do for Halloween? Joel, what'd you do?
Well, I did a part. So there was, I've talked about this before, that group, Realm of Caring, the ones who are trying to get pot legalized everywhere because when you take the THC oil and take the THC out of it, it helps kids who have seizures,
CBD
yada yada.
Oil.
I told you guys about them.
Yeah.
And I've done a whole lot of like benefits with them, and I DJ'd one of their Halloween parties just this on Friday, I think. Mm-hmm.
Pepper, shut up.
Anyways, so I did that benefit party that ended at like 9:30 or 10. Because apparently kids and parents go to bed that soon. So then right after that, I went to my brother's house, and there was like 50 to 100 people that were like raging at my brother's house, which was fairly large size. And that was a lot of fun. I completely forgot to dress up because I went straight from work to this benefit. And when I got there, I was like, oh, shit, I'm going straight from here to my brother's house. I didn't dress up like anything. It was kind of embarrassing because normally I go all out. Do you guys dress up for Halloween parties or no?
We try to.
Well, remember, this is like my first year celebrating Halloween. So,
oh, that's true, because, Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
You never celebrated, like, ever up until this year?
No, never. Like, nothing. Well, that's not entirely true. I've pretty much celebrated for, like, the past few years.
But wait, hold on.
I apologize. Can we back up? You were a Jay Witness for how long?
Dude, all my life. Until I was... I think 16 is when I kind of started like realizing, oh, yeah, like maybe this is bullshit. And
no
then,
wait, have you completely like gone out of the church at this point?
Yeah. I stopped going to their like church when I was like 18 or 19, and then I pretty much fully cut myself off about like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, he's a Mormon now.
Yeah. Fully. I actually have 7 wives.
Yeah.
Number 6, hey.
Yeah. Hey.
She came from somewhere, right?
In those last couple of years you weren't really celebrating Halloween, and this is the first like
I just didn't really care.
This year you worship Satan instead. You really
This year I actually drew a pentagram in front of my house with fire.
Perfect. So nice. Then you're doing it upright.
Did you see my little Halloween, like, not really costume, but I was Mr. Meeseeks.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Did you? But now, did you not celebrate birthdays either or anything?
Nope. Nothing.
Fuck.
You have to make up for a lot
you
of gotta, time.
Yeah, you got to have some fucking crazy ragers.
Although, since my birthday is on New Year's Eve, and like everyone always does something on New Year's Eve, I just always like pretended it was my birthday party. Oh, and like everyone's here for me.
Oh wow, that is one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
That is a very unfortunate day to have your birthday.
It really is.
Because it's never about you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Here's a present.
I'm so sorry.
Oh good.
Yeah. My dad's birthday is on the 4th of July, and so he can commiserate with that as well. But he used to lie to us. I didn't know until I was like 12 that all the fireworks weren't for my dad.
See, there you go. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, you just lie to us and say, yeah, that's for me.
Lie to your children about it.
It works. Exactly. It's worked for this many years.
And about pretty much everything else. Just lie to your children.
So what did you end up doing, Kyle, then, for your big breakout year?
Nothing actually on the day of Halloween.
Yeah, because it was a Monday.
Our company had like a bunch of stuff going on.
You can't use the work party as the cool
thing
that you did.
I was already thinking about it.
I'm like, I have nothing to say. It's just the work party.
A work party? You're a nerd.
I wanted to go to Of Montreal and you bailed.
How did I bail?
Oh, yes. One of those classic.
We talked about it.
One of those classic Of Montreal Halloweens that we all lived as children. Jesus Christ, Kyle! Go to a real party. Go fucking get drunk at someone's house dressed up like a fucking Tin Man or something.
I got to come down to you, man.
Yeah, well, come and visit. Yeah, we'll fuck you up. And then Dutch, when he comes down here, I just have him join my cult, and it's selling that seaweed stuff that helps you shrink your waist.
Oh, body wraps.
Yeah, body wraps.
Nice.
We went to a
gay bar.
But on Saturday.
Not a gay bar in Orlando where there's a lot of gays. We went to a gay bar in Lakeland where they're mostly still Baptist and very backwater. But they did open up a brand new gay bar because they're starting to get open-minded. So we decided we would support said new gay bar. And just kind of like how you guys weren't fully prepared for Halloween, Royce and I didn't buy any new costumes. So what I ended up doing was just pulling out a lot of the costumes I had from previous years and also previous Hippo Juice sketches. Like just anything costume-wise that I had, took it all. We went over to our buddy's house. I dumped it out on the table and said, have at it. Just mix and match. We'll make up some costumes from this.
Yeah. So.
So our buddy Joe that Royce likes to kiss happened to be able to fit into one of my old corsets.
Hold on, let me defend myself. It's not that I like to kiss. Is that it's that I like to make statements that happen to be kissing men.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So he put on one of my corsets and a boa.
Yes, he did.
Royce put on one of my old wigs.
I did.
And his old army vest that he used for his Bane costume. Both of the boys requested full makeup.
Yes.
So I did their eyelashes.
My nails are still
their
done
eyeliner.
Up. My nails are still done up.
Lipstick, the whole kit and caboodle. They wanted it all.
That was the key. Oh, my nails are still done up. You said that with such glee. Like
they are. I keep forgetting. It's such a little treat to see them.
Pretty me. Look at me.
It's a little treat to see them sometimes.
And I just wore an old toga outfit that I had. And
I put on my Bane vest, a blonde, platinum blonde wig that had bangs, and that's pretty much my outfit. We went out to the gay bar, and it was fun. But
gays are fun, man.
They are.
As a group, they just like to have fun.
Yeah, I would love to party with some gay people.
We go with my pal Joe, and Joe's great because he's really social, really nice,
so gay,
really social. But obviously, you know, we go with our wives. But Joe just starts conversations with people. He doesn't realize that at a gay bar, these guys think you're hitting on them. You know, that's what they're there for.
And he's dressed in a corset with
he's
a boa.
In a corset.
And he has long straightened hair and makeup on.
And makeup on. Marie, post the picture
he's
in the
dressed
chat.
Dressed in a corset and a boa.
Look in the chat room if you want to see what we look like.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So we, what? I look good.
And yeah, so Royce gets hit on by some guy that calls him a bear, obviously. And
I got called a daddy bear.
Oh, a dat? Is that a new one?
Well, we met this guy. This guy took just, he's 53 years old, and he's an old school gay. He's a Hollywood gay. And
His name is Nash, remember?
My name is Nash. I was out in old Hollywood, and I once saw Clark Gable blowing a guy, I swear to you, and telling these old Hollywood stories.
Is that the way he sounded?
Yeah, am I lying, Marie? You were there.
Oh, no.
He was telling us stories like he grew up with Clark Gable.
Harvey
Fierstein
is what he sounded
Lee.
Like.
Yes, he sounded like an old
I was going to say Harvey Fierstein.
That's what he sounded like.
Exactly, he sounded like that.
So one day I was working in a restaurant in L.A. I used to live out there in Hollywood. And there was a young colored gentleman. I served him. You know who he was? Eddie Murphy gave me a head job behind the dumpster.
And I'm like, all right. He kept hitting on me. And
he called me Rita Hayworth.
Yeah.
And we went
you
home.
You look just like Rita Hayworth. We had to look it up.
We went home, and Joyce and I were like, why do I know the name Rita Hayworth, but I can't picture what she looks like? And then we were like, 5 minutes later, like, you know, pause. And then the Madonna Vogue song. Rita Hayworth get good face.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. She was an old school pinup model back in the, looks like the 40s and 50s.
Uh-huh.
I don't see that at all.
I don't know where he was going with that, but he was just naming old celebrities left and right. Hmm. So, yeah. I mean, we were having a hard time following along and having a hard time understanding why, if he was so happy with living in Los Angeles for so many years, why he moved back to Central Florida.
Yeah, very odd.
Yeah, that is a little weird.
But he loved all of us, so.
Did you guys get a picture of this guy?
No.
No, we kept asking. We kept asking him. We kept asking him, but he says,
I'm too old. I'm 53 years old. I'm not going to take a picture. I'll take a picture for you, but I don't want to be one. I look like shit right now,
is what he said.
So we couldn't convince him to take a photo with us. He just took one of us.
Yeah, but then we, so then we leave. We're like, oh, let's check out this other bar. So we go to this bar called Linksters out here. And, of course, remember, keep in mind how we're dressed. So Joe walks up in his corset, like, we're going to go into Linksters. And we think, well, it's around Halloween.
By the way, I love the fact that Joe is so skinny that he can fit into a corset that Marie used to wear.
Yeah.
He actually fits into it better than I do. He's a long distance runner. But, background, Linksters is in downtown Lakeland, which is in the heart and center
That's right, Polk County, downtown Lakeland. We're very old school here, very conservative.
Yep. We once tried to get in there before with a buddy of us who are ours who was a vet. He went to Iraq. And he was wearing a tank top, and they wouldn't let him in because he was wearing a tank top. Like, apparently men have to have sleeves. Even though they're a dive bar in the middle of a very small downtown, that looks like it could have been from
Key West.
That's
a little strange.
But anyway, we pull up, we figure it's Halloween, people are going to be dressed up.
We thought everyone would be dressed
up. So Joe goes to
No one was.
Joe goes to walk in, and the guy's like, you can't come in here dressed like that, you need sleeves. And he's like, wait, what? And we're like, okay. So we went out, we had taken an Uber out there. So then we're like, all right. So then we're waiting for another Uber to come. We're pissed because we wanted to go there. Joe goes, fuck it. I want to go through the back door and run through the bar. He goes, I really want to do it. I really want to fucking do it. I'm like, Joe, come on. You probably goes. And then I knew he wasn't going to get out of his system. He had been drinking for it, too. He had to get it out of his system. So I'm like, look, you have 6 minutes before the Uber comes. So go. He walks to the back of the bar, goes through the back door, runs through the bar. Remember, corset, makeup on. Runs through the bar, goes
feathered boa.
Yeah.
Feathered boa.
Runs to the front, sees the guy, and he goes, I thought you said I couldn't go in there, but clearly I was in there. I was just in there.
I'm fully capable of being in there.
I'm fully capable of being in there. He goes, go. Yeah, you were not supposed to be in there. He goes, no. I think you meant to say you were not supposed to be in there. That's how you say the word. And then he just fucking ran and walked around the corner, and we got in our Uber and left.
He came running back around the corner with the biggest grin on his face. He was so pleased.
He was so happy with himself.
We could see, like, if we didn't allow him to do that, he had that itch that
it was going
to
bug him the next day. But I should have
done it. Fuck.
And he did. And that gentleman was not happy.
And that's pretty much how we ended our evening.
Yeah. That's what we
did. I had one interesting interaction at my brother's party I was just remembering. So, like, there was, like, you know how large my family is. So a good, I want to say 30% of this party was someone either related to me or dating someone related to me. So there was a lot of Van Wingerdens in our.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Let's just put it this way. I'm the quiet one in my family.
No, you're not.
So that's how loud and obnoxious my entire group of family is anyway. So we're all like, you know, everybody's partying, everybody's having a fun time. There was no negative, you know, like usually when you have a whole lot of people, like there's usually at least one or two fights that everybody has to break up and they get, you know what I mean? Like none of that for whatever reason until I'm coming out of the bathroom. Oh, by the way, Kelsey wasn't there because she had to work that night.
Oh, by the way, Joe's in the Facebook chat just now. We just told your story about running through Linksters, you moron. Go ahead.
So there was this girl who I hadn't met yet because I'd met just about everybody because everybody, you know, I showed up a little bit later to the party and everybody's like, hey, this is my friend, this, that, the other thing. If you've not met this person, hey, let's take a shot. One of those kind of parties. And there was one person who I didn't know. And I was walking down the stairs from the bathroom to like the main area of the party. And I stuck my hand out and I said, Joel.
Right.
You know, Joel. And then you would assume they would be like, you know, Ashley or whatever their name is. Nice to meet you. Who do you know here? It was what I thought the conversation was going to go. I stick my hand out and I said, Joel. And she just kind of looks at it and she's like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Introduce everyone. Like,
and I look at her and I'm like, whoa, you're really aggressive. What happened to you today? And she was just like, who the fuck, I'm like, you know what? Let's start over. Hi, my name is Joel Van Wingerden. I would like to meet you. Here's my hand. Would you like to shake it? Being really snarky about it.
Right.
She got all she's still pissy. My sister Laura, who I think you guys have met once before, she's the one who's a gay man trapped in a woman's body.
Right. You remember Laura.
She comes out and she's just like, oh no, bitch. Who the fuck are you? She gets all aggressive. Snap. She gets all aggressive at this girl. I'm like, no, 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 hold on. I got this. She's like, no, no, no. I'm about to beat this bitch's head into the wall. It's like, whoa, hold on. Laura. She's like, no, nobody can talk to you that way. Nobody talks to anybody that way. How do you dare you show up to a party? And she's screaming while I'm like trying to pull her outside to like have a cigarette. That was the only weird interaction we had. That girl shortly left because she realized that, oh, this isn't that kind of party where I can be a little cunty.
But
Your sister went all mama bulldog on her.
She went mama bulldog big time.
Oof.
I love it when girls do that.
It was funny. It was funny to watch. She's like that. My other brother Nate's like that. I refer to him as a, you guys know Black Nate, Nate.
Yes.
Pretty Black Nate's like a sheepdog. And by that, I mean, he always wants to make sure everybody's having a good time. That, you know, hey, are you good? Are you guys good? You know, always making jokes. But the second someone tries to shit on anyone's good time, he wants to kill that person.
Yep.
Hence, like a sheepdog.
And he also herds sheep.
He also herds sheep, so yes.
A literal and a figurative sheepdog.
It's weird. Like, in Colorado, we have this new sheep thing that's coming up. But, no.
Hey, man, let's get sheep high.
I will acquaint my sister Laura and my brother Nate the same way in that, like, when they sense shit goes down, they bring it to a level that doesn't really need to go there all the time. But then again, at the same time, whenever there's a fight going on, you want them on your side. So
then they start throwing hands.
Hands.
Did you ever figure out that girl's name, the one that was a cunt?
No, she like left shortly thereafter. I think she was a friend of a friend and like one of the guys who lived there, because it was my brother's house. Like my two brothers who were bachelors lived together with like two of their other friends in this big ass house. So that's always a recipe for disaster, which I thought was going to happen earlier. But the only awkwardness that happened was with this girl who didn't like the fact that I stuck my hand out and said my first name. Apparently, I guess if you're going to court a bitch, you got to say, hi, my name is, you know, Joel Adam Van Wingerden III. You know, it was like,
sorry,
I'm a little more blunt, but I wasn't being rude.
Yeah.
I just said, Joel.
Yeah,
my hand out.
Yeah, girl.
Expecting her to say Ashley or whatever her name was.
Yeah, girl. Dutch just give Dutch time to disappoint you. At least give him a chance to disappoint
give
you.
Give me a chance to be an asshole.
Yeah, he's going to be one. It's going to happen. Just got to give him an opportunity.
If you're at a party and is that a rude thing to just stick your hand out and just say your first name? Is that?
No.
I've done that for years.
I feel like
that's a good icebreaker.
Well,
no?
I feel like you could have said hi first.
Yeah,
I mean that would probably be my one criticism. Say hi, Joel. That even that would be better than just Joel, because you could come off as like, "Hey, you're supposed to know me or something like
that? I probably said, hey, I don't remember, but like that's been my MO for years, especially with this kind of party, Marie. It was like everybody was buddy buddy.
Right.
And she's kind of like, yeah, and like, you know, it's one of those things like I'm in the middle of dancing. Like I'm like walking through like a crowd of people going, hey, hey.
Well, you have a way of pulling that off, but other people could do that same thing and come off really
and it would
aggressive.
Come off as rude.
But you kind of have it in this like hyper, like, I love everyone, but also I don't have time for this bullshit kind of energy. Like, If I were
that
there,
that kind of describes me well.
If I were in the moment, I would say I would not be offended by that at all. But like, if you wrote down on paper what you just said, it would come off really offensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, your tone makes it okay. But in general, if she wasn't really paying attention, she could have probably taken that the wrong way.
Yeah. Wow, she was by herself on the stairs, like with her phone.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, okay, she's obviously alone. Let me make friends real quick. Joel.
But by the sound of the party that you're describing, I completely understand why your sister, Mama, bulldogged her out of the party.
She got mad.
Because especially if it's a house party or if it's with a family party, like if it was your brother's house, as you said, you have every right to just be like, I'm Joel. What's your name? Like, cool.
Right.
Like, let's just get this over with. But yeah.
Yeah, fights, they suck, man, when you're an adult, because then there's, like, real consequences and stuff.
Especially that, yeah. It's like, I wasn't looking for that, but the second I saw her get testy, I was just like, whoa, what happened to you today? You all right?
When's the last time you got into a fight, Dutch?
I think the last time I got into a fist fight, I think I told you guys about this, it was a couple years ago, was when I was with that, again, with my family, me and all my brothers or whatever, and this guy, you remember that? Whatever, I'll retell it. So we were at this, it was like a homecoming kind of, a reunion basically of my family. Cause we're all spread out throughout the entire United States. So everybody comes to Colorado every like 3 years and we have like a reunion thing. And so we were at, one of the bars that we're, you know, a big fan of. It's called Southside Johnny's. It's fairly large, whatever. And we were outside in the smoking area and this guy had dropped the drink. And you could hear the glass break or whatever. And my two brothers, Caleb and Chris, made a huge deal about it. They were just like, whoa, hey, what a go, Butterfingers. These two guys saw all the three of us kind of like, you know, goofing on that whole thing. And they weren't happy about it. Instead of going with the joke, they got all mad. And we were like, all right, guys, relax. And then throughout the rest of the night, every time that they caught eye contact with us, we would just be like, hey, you holding on to your drink still, or what's up, man?
You're like, fucking you're instigator, though.
It wasn't me mainly. It was more of my brother Caleb and Chris. They are the ones who were more instigating, and I kind of went with it because I was like, what are they going to do? Like, are they really going to fight us? Well, towards the end of the night when the lights went up and everybody's going to their tab, I hear my brother Chris going like, hey, it's that guy who doesn't like us. And I turn around, and I see him, and he's like maybe like 3 feet from us or whatever. I was just like, hey, man, are you okay? Is everything – before I can get the phrase, is everything all right? Wham, he punches me straight in the face. And then all hell breaks loose. Like, I have all of my brothers and half my family there against, like, him and two other guys. And that was – remember how, like, I split my hand open? I had the stitches and everything. Yeah. I might have showed the pictures on the air. But it completely turned into an ugly melee very quickly, where we had to get out before the cops showed up kind of thing. And that was about four years ago.
Did you win?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Did you win?
Oh, yeah, we won. These guys got their asses handed to them.
That's what they get for dropping a drink. You sure showed them that.
No,
dude,
he hit
me
in the face, and I like kind of reeled back, and at what it all hell started breaking loose. And for whatever reason, I ended up on the ground next to the guy who hit me, with all these bodies flying around, and I grabbed his face, and I think I did the rabbit punch on his face about 18 times before, you know what I mean? Like, you don't cock back all the way. I kind of did like a type of thing to his face, and that's where I split my finger open. So I hit him a lot of times, and by the time like I was done and somebody pulled me off, like his eyes were dilating while I was looking at him, like it was bad. So my brother's foot come in and kicked someone in the face. My sister broke a bottle over some girl's head. It got bad.
What about you, Kyle? When's the last time you got into a fight?
Yeah, Kyle.
You don't seem like you get into fights.
It's been a long time, man. Like maybe 19, 20.
Jesus. And what was
it
about?
It was over a girl.
Of course.
Oh, no. This is a drug bar fight. This is a you have a problem with somebody fight.
This was no, I think I was 18. I think it's when it was.
What happened?
Well, he lent her his NSYNC CD.
Yeah, and then, some other guy lent her, his Backstreet Boys CD, and then we were fighting about, which boy band was the best.
Okay, come on, tell me what happened.
Classic Tale.
Yeah, of course.
Hold on, tell me actually what happened.
Yeah, what really happened?
Oh, I actually don't really remember that well. I think it was just something, this one guy was he'd been trying to get with my girl for, several months, just constantly hitting on her, and I think, we were at a party one time, and... I left and came back and he was dancing up on her. And then, I was all right, stop. And, I think I left again, maybe grab a drink or something. I'm not sure. And, found him and was looking for her and couldn't find her. And then I went outside and he had her with his arms against the wall, kind of Uh-oh. Almost pinned or cornered. And I just kind of lost it and just immediately started hitting him in the face. Jeez. I don't know, until someone pulled me off of him. But that was pretty much the only time I've really, wow. It wasn't even really a fight. I was just kind of I'd probably over.
You kind of just beat somebody
hit
up.
Hit a guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah. You can
just beat him up.
I didn't really get anything happen to me.
You're
so,
a bully.
Well, here's the thing is that girl, she could have been get away from me. This is my boy. Were you guys boyfriend and girlfriend at the time?
Oh yeah. We'd been dating for years.
Well, and she had no problem with him just being all creepy?
I don't know, man.
What do you mean, I don't know? You tell me, did you guys break up eventually or no?
Oh, yeah, we did eventually. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's actually gay now, so there's that.
Always, then. Not just now.
That's your fault. What? That's your fault, Kyle.
Sorry, yeah, she's always been, yeah.
You turned her gay, you know it. It's fine. I don't judge you for that. It's no problem. That's what you get. It's your fault. These men are too stupid. I just want to eat some box. That's what most girls think. I'm pretty sure I saw a BuzzFeed article about it.
Did you?
No, I just made the BuzzFeed part up.
I would have believed you.
You never got into
She dated me for a while. She's like, this is as good as it gets. All right.
You've never gotten into a fight, Marie, have you?
I think I blocked out the memory, but I'm pretty sure I punched a girl in the stomach on the bus once.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It was high school.
Why did you punch a girl in the stomach?
I don't know. Her face was stupid. I remember her bothering me, and I'm pretty sure I punched her.
I punched her in the face because she was a pussy!
I really don't quite remember the details beyond that.
You said one bitch on fire.
One.
So...
And
then,
yeah,
that,
you were the bully in that situation. Her face was stupid.
It was only one time. It was only one punch, and I'm pretty sure she was asking for it.
Well, how is
she? Did she go down? Did she fight back? What happened?
I don't remember. Like I said, the details are super fuzzy. I hope it wasn't a dream.
That will happen once in a while. When you get a large shot of adrenaline, that will affect your memories. I remember reading a study about
that. Oh, yeah, absolutely. People forget shit all the time, dude.
Really, that happened to me? No, man, you went to a complete blind rage, and you had the guy against the ground and were punching him. I'm just I don't remember that at all.
I don't even remember the girl. I just remember she was blonde, and I'm pretty sure she was on my cross-country team.
Yeah, dude,
Was she running outdoors better than you could, or what?
In my vague memory, we were on a bus, so I think we were traveling to a meet or something. I don't remember. But then that wouldn't make any sense because then I would have been trapped in that bus with her, and I wouldn't have done that.
Did she call you Smelly Marie, and then you?
I don't know. I feel like she might have been a year younger than me. I don't remember.
So you beat her up because she was weaker than you. That's not a reason to beat someone up, Marie.
I know.
But what did she say, though?
Not remember the conversation at all. I remember her being annoying. That's it. I got nothing else.
You can't hit people because they're annoying, Marie.
I got nothing else. Well, considering that I'm 31 and my track record is one punch for one girl back in high school, I'm doing pretty good.
How many people have you fictionally hit in your head?
Hit in my head?
Yeah, have you thought of that you would want to punch?
Yeah, how many people have you murdered?
In your brain.
Just thinking about it.
I don't know.
It's too many to count. The souls, the body count is too high.
No, it's probably a pretty short list.
Oh, I've wished that.
I'd rather not. I want to know about Royce because I know you can handle yourself. Like, what was the last fight you got?
Well, see,
into?
Here's the thing: when you can't handle yourself, you tend not to have to.
You yeah, exactly. That's the same thing with me too. Like, I don't look like much, but I'm 6'2".
Yeah,
and I weigh 200, so people don't usually fuck with me that often. But when was the last time someone did fuck with you?
The other day, I was.
Wait, so you got in a fight the other day?
Well, no, I didn't get into.
Wait, I was thinking like a 5 years ago kind of thing. Wait,
I didn't get into a fight the other day, but I got really, really close.
No, I want to hear about the physical fight. I want to hear the last time your fist connected with somebody else's face.
Not like when I was taking MMA classes. Not like sparring. Like
No. An actual like fight where you and this guy didn't know each other.
I would say high school, probably.
Really? That long ago?
Yeah. High school. Yeah.
What happened? You remember?
It was, I've told the story before. The kid's name was Tim Waterhouse, and I drove his girlfriend home, Kara, because we both used to work at Burger King. We both used to work at Burger King, and she asked me, can you take me home? And I really had no interest in her, but I drove her home, and then he was talking shit about me, you know? And I was like, you want to fight or not or whatever? And I went to the back of the school with my buddy, and like 20 rednecks were back there, and the kid never showed up. But then I ended up fighting him later on. I don't remember where in school. It was just a couple hits, and then we were sent to the principal's office. And then when we went to the principal's office, even though we got into a fight, we both lied and said we were playing around so we wouldn't get in trouble. Like I was like, we're shadow boxing. We're really, you know, even though we like legitimately were fighting. Because it's one of those things like fuck authority. It's like being in prison in high school. It's like still fuck authority and we're not snitches.
Right, you know? Yeah. It's even though I hate you, I hate the principal more.
Right,
than you.
I was like, neither one of us actually want to be suspended, so fuck, you know what I mean? Like, let's just fucking say we were fucking around. You know, we still fucking hated each other, but yeah. But the other day I was driving, I'm an Uber driver, and this guy I guess thought I cut him off. I didn't think I did, but whatever. But it was a normal thing that happens, you know? And then I was, you know, he was like an older dude. Like, he had to be mid-60s. And he got mad at me, and I just laughed it off, and I went to go turn. But he started following me.
As one would.
And then I'm like legit follow me, like, on my tail. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to end this now because I don't have time for this guy to follow me all day. So I pulled over, like, to a side road, and he pulled up next to me. I got out of my car, and then I realized this guy's 65 years old. And I go, the fuck is your problem, dude? And he goes, you cut me off. You know, you have to be careful. You could have killed me. I go, yeah, but you're fine. You're fine. It's not a big deal. Why are you following me?
Are you dead now?
Yeah, I go, why are you following me? And he goes, you're an asshole. I go, you say that one more time. And that's when the rage kicked in. I go, you say that one more time, I swear to God, I will rip you out of your car and beat the ever-living shit of you right here in Disney. Because I was driving around Disney at the time. And he goes, he started to unbuckle his seatbelt. And I laugh at him and I go, are you really? I go, look at me for a second and look at you. Is this really something you want to do? And then he got in his car and drove away. But man, I would have punched him. I would have punched the old man in the fucking face. Fuck him, bro. Don't fucking get on my tail. Fuck that old dude. He'll fuck up.
Road rage.
No,
no,
it's
bounds.
Not road rage. I was parked. It was out of my car rage.
Parked rage?
Whatever you want to call it. Fuck you. Don't cut people off when you're in Disney. That's the moral of the story. Let's go to break.
That's all Disney is cutting people off.
Yeah, because that's the thing. When you live in a town like Orlando, you get all the assholes of the world converge in one area, and you have to deal with them figuring out how to drive. Because yeah, we were talking about technology and how wonderful it is with GPS, but the downside is people are now always looking down at their phone for the next exit or turn. And I-4, I think the other day it was the deadliest highway in like the country again, because, you know, whatever, it's fine. I mean, mostly tourists, so it doesn't matter. But Marie, let's go to break. When we come back, we'll actually get into the stories, because there's a lot of stories. So why don't we do that? Hit it.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads.
More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No!
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show, along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe, Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, hey, Doc. I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you doing?
You're exercising?
Yeah.
I'm doing my Kegels.
All right, let's start again.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up, man?
Hey, you check out the new show? No, fuck. Let's try that again. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc, what's up?
You ever sitting around bored on a Monday night and you're like, holy shit, it's fucking 9 p.m. Eastern on a Monday. What are you going to do?
I'm going to cut it on More Like Radio is what I'm going to do, Doc.
Yeah, and then you're going to hear the Spruce Goose podcast.
Doc, I think it's the Loose News.
Yes, with Ian and Shannon. Check out the Bruce Cruise. That's podcast.
That's Loose News, Doc. Now, come on.
The Loose Goosey Goose Goose podcast.
The Loose News, I believe the name is.
Ian and Shannon chatting with each other. They're funny. And the goddamn Poos Poos. Right?
It's the Loose News, Doc, and Shannon's easy on the eyes.
And so is Ian, if I don't say so myself. He looks like a goddamn swarthy Tony Stark. Spruce Goose.
Loose News.
I got it. Loose News? Oh, it's Loose News. Okay. Loose News, 9 p.m. Mondays.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Also, concerning the R word, we have demanded a school policy forbidding students and faculty from using that word.
Retard.
Excuse me.
Retard. You can't even say it. So, how do we talk about it?
We all know your opinion on this, Jeremy, but right now I'm the one speaking.
Brothers and sisters, words only have power if we give them power. We must take back the word, retard. Make it ours.
Sweetheart, the rest of us find the word offensive.
I'm not your sweetheart, bitch.
Mrs. Cantage, I know you mean well, but many of us here think it's time that we reclaim and redefine the word. And since normies don't get called retard, they don't have a say in this.
Normies do not get a say.
What's a normie?
I think it's slang for non-retards.
Hey, Fabio, do you mind?
Sorry.
I don't care how it's used. I don't want anybody calling my son that word ever. It's incredibly hurtful.
Even if we did get rid of it, someone will just think of another way of saying it.
That's right. The queers took back their word.
It's different.
How's it different? It's not like race issues disappear if people stop saying nigger.
Shut the fuck up. I can say it, you can't.
Retards, we must band together.
The way to get respect is to take respect, and normies can help us get that message out. Raise your hand if you're with us.
Yeah.
Retard, you tard. Retarnation. Retard, you tard.
Retarnation.
Me tar, you tar, retard nation.
Second hour, Hibbo G Show. 954-573-2780 or morelikeradio.com/live to watch us. We didn't get too many stories in the first hour, so I figure we should get to some now.
Maybe one or two.
Yes. Dutchman's just taking a poopy. I don't see him back yet.
Oh, he must have gotten stuck.
Yeah. Do you want to read one, Marie? And then I'll read one. Why don't you go ahead and read
do
one?
Yes, I absolutely do want to read one, sir. Man develops severe hepatitis after binging on energy drinks for 3 weeks.
All right.
My question is, what kind of hepatitis? A, B, or C?
I think it was C.
Hold on, I'm going to read.
I read it, yeah.
A 50-year-old construction worker who consumed 4 to 5 energy drinks a day for 3 weeks was recently diagnosed with acute hepatitis, a condition characterized by liver inflammation.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. That doesn't sound cute at all.
A 15-year-old construction worker?
Why am I echoing?
No, that's...
Oh, that was you.
That was her.
I forgot there's another woman on the show.
Marie thought she was echoing. That's hilarious.
Oh, wait, what?
Hey Dutch, I turned the mic around.
No,
when you said
turn it the other way. Turn it the other way.
Doesn't sound better.
Yeah, it's
so I was right.
Yeah, you were.
Well, here,
okay.
Tilt the whole thing towards you.
What were you doing to him?
Pointing. There you go.
What were you?
Try that.
How's that?
That sounds
there
much
better.
Much
Bam.
Better.
Anyway.
That explains why it sounded like an echo and not
a
person.
You were saying.
Okay.
Do any of you guys drink a lot of energy drinks? I used to. I don't anymore.
I still do.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I still drink a lot of Red Bull.
Well don't, because a new case report published in the British Medical Journal.
And you know it's for real because it's England. They don't play around there.
They don't fuck around.
I've never laughed at anything from there. Mm-mm. So that's why I know they don't play around. Go ahead.
Highlights the need for consumers to be aware of all the ingredients found in popular food and drink items and avoid the overconsumption of dietary supplements.
I can't be aware because I'm too busy being aggressive. Be aggressive.
I know you are.
Okay.
Doctors who treated the unnamed man believe his sudden bout of hepatitis was caused by his excessive energy drink consumption, which included the ingestion of copious amounts of vitamin B3, also known as niacin.
Yeah.
A construction worker... The man began to consume energy drinks to help him power through his labor-intensive workday. Aside from hitting the energy drinks with unusual fervor, he didn't make any other changes to his eating and drinking habits. Soon afterwards, the man started to become unusually fatigued, and he began to experience abdominal pain. When this turned into nausea and vomiting, he figured he had the flu. But the man became particularly alarmed when he developed dark urine and jaundice. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Wisely, he went to the emergency department. A physical examination affirmed the jaundice and right upper abdominal tenderness, while lab tests revealed high levels of transaminases.
Anyway, here's
liver
the point.
Enzymes the indicative point is, of damage and evidence of chronic hepatitis C infection.
The problem is, then they said almost all energy drinks have this niacin shit in it, too.
Yeah, the B vitamins are the energy-boosting vitamins. So usually all those energy drinks have some form of a B3, B6, B12, B compound, something B.
Yeah, I mean, I stopped drinking those, too, because I was like, they can't be good for you, right? Like, they can't.
Well, they're literally called Monster and Bull.
Okay, but that doesn't mean it's bad, just because it has a cool name.
What's called Full Throttle?
My go-to is Amp.
Amp, that's the Mountain Dew one, right?
Mountain Dew, yeah. And it just tastes like Mountain Dew. It doesn't taste like anything different, but it does wake me up.
You should see if it has niacin in it.
My favorite is Rockstar because it makes me feel like a rock star.
Well, then that's the downside to energy drinks. Here's the upside, though, another story. Mixing energy drinks and alcohol gives the same effects as doing cocaine.
What?
Yeah, I've heard this before. I think we talked about this years ago. Like with people, what was that that drink that was like 10% alcohol and also an energy drink?
Four Loko.
Yeah,
that
kind of shit just really screws you up.
It tasted disgusting.
Do they really think publicizing this is a wise idea? Like telling a bunch of people, hey, Red Bull and vodka, and it's the same effect
as
cocaine.
Get this. This article is written to make it sound like a negative thing.
That's just wrong, though.
I know. Kyle
really
like,
is bad on their part.
Why are you selling it? Stop digging. You struck oil.
You know what it is, Royce, and you should read it in this voice. You know how every news, like local PSA announcement, they're like, we just found out if you mix cough syrup and air conditioners, like you get a certain side of high. And then they go down and explain bit by bit.
Do you have to eat the air conditioner? I'm confused. How does this work? I'm scared now. There's an air conditioner in the room.
No, you have to sniff a Glade plug-in.
Oh, okay.
What is it South Park said? Cat's urine?
Yeah, cat urine. Yeah.
Exactly. But then they go step by step and tell you the instructions of how to make it happen at home. So then they're doing it as a warning, like, don't do this. And everyone else is just taking notes like a new way to get high.
There are repercussions to the introducing high caffeine energy drinks to the body of growing adolescents. And there are dangers in consuming alcohol at that age. But doing both at the same time can have dire effects. Scientists, I love when they use the word scientist. Does that just mean that they have a lab coat?
All of them.
Have found that teenagers who drink energy drinks and alcohol can have their neurochemistry affected as if they had been doing cocaine. How come some scientists get to do cool scientist things like this, like hang out with a bunch of teenagers and drink, and other ones have to like have their finger up people's asses? Like, well, these scientists.
Really is.
Both of those sound great, though.
These are like the X Game scientists.
Well, is it only for children that get the cocaine effect, or can like a 50-year-old drink a Red Bull and vodka?
Well, it says the dangers of energy drinks, especially in teens and adolescents, has been studied over the last 2 years as popularity of drinks such as Red Bull and Monster continue to grow. A new study shows that mixing energy drinks with alcohol can have serious adverse effects, especially on younger people who are still developing.
Is this the same effect that we're seeing with, like, teens not being able to tell the difference between a guy and a girl now? Are we just, like, blending things together and it doesn't matter, it's all the same now? Like, you can do cocaine or you can do Red Bull and vodka and same shit.
Well, apparently...
Different name?
The gist of...
No.
The gist of this is that it has... It's like doing cocaine. Once they were given energy drinks and alcohol frequently, the mice displayed increased activity, which is similar to being given cocaine. What is most frightening is the long-term effects.
What are the long-term effects?
Being awesome at parties. Bro, I love when he comes over. He fucking drinks energy drinks and gets drunk. He's fucking awesome.
Taking his shirt off every 3 seconds. It's awesome.
That's the problem. When they try to do this alcoholic stuff with people, yeah, some people are terribly bad drunks. But there's people who are awesome when they're drunk. And it's hard to have an intervention because, like, Dutch, your drinking is affecting me in the following ways. We party a
you're
lot.
You're really fun.
You like play.
You're fun. You get a party more elevated. People get more naked when you're around than not.
Exactly.
We go on more adventures.
Yeah, it's like, hard. When you're a person who's fun, fucked up, it's hard to go,
you usually come up with a new character every time you start drinking.
Yeah. It's like, dude.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Does that mean that I fit in that category as someone who's more fun when they drink or less?
My problem is that you blur the lines. It's hard to tell when you're drunk and not drunk.
I am it's hard to tell when I am or when I'm not.
You just want to keep yourself at that state all the time.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, you actually tout a fine line where if you go over the threshold, you become combative.
Yes, that's true.
I do?
Towards the end, you do. Yeah, you'll start getting angry.
Yeah, I've been told that before.
So you have to not get too drunk.
Slightly, here's the thing about me is that I've learned over the years is that when you're drunk, there's nothing better than announcing to everyone when you recognize you're drunk that you are that way.
Oh, I just lost the game.
Because there's nothing worse than somebody who's drunk who tries to hide it and be like, I'm not that drunk. It's a lot easier for everyone else involved to be like, dude, I'm fucked up right now.
Yo,
when you just say it, everybody else is like, oh, okay, well, he's fucked up. So any behavior he has from here on out for the rest of the evening, he's drunk because he's already announced it.
I don't drink often, but when I do, I say it. Not because I'm bragging, but I'm just warning people. Like, I'm drunk. So
that's more or less where I come from. It's more of a warning.
You're warning them.
But
hey, be warned.
At the same time, it's like it kind of – it's more of a – because I remember, like, for so many years when I was younger, I would try to fight it and be like, no, I'm fine. I'm not drunk. But, like, dude, you're drunk. And then the combative stuff would happen. Like, no, I'm not drunk. You're drunk. Kind of nonsense would happen. And then, yeah, the older you get, when you can actually admit it,
well,
it just makes the night so much more smooth.
It doesn't even need to be an argument over if you're drunk or not, but it might just be like, you've drunk to a certain point and then you're having a normal conversation where somebody would say something and I normally would respond fine, but then like at that point you're like, what the fuck do you mean by that, bro?
Yeah.
Like that can sometimes happen.
Right. But I'm saying there's some people that are just, and this is not a popular opinion, I understand that, but there's some people that are just better. They're just more fun to be around.
Right.
Sorry, but that's the real world.
Or they're too uptight.
Yeah, where you're like, oh, some people are only fun when they drink.
When they're sober, you're just like, ugh, can you start drinking?
Yeah. Can you please become the person I actually know you for?
Right. They're kind of like, like in the 80s movies, a librarian takes off her glasses and lets her hair down and she's hot. Some people, when you drink, you turn into the hot girl, you know, when normally you're just not. And I'm not even saying just females, men and women.
You know how you can walk into that trap? If you're a fun drunk and all your friends consistently see you be the fun drunk for a while, and then all of a sudden you decide, I either have to be DD or I'm dieting, or for whatever reason, then you don't drink for a little bit. And then, like, it exacerbates the problem the next time you're at a party because we're expecting you to perform at drunk levels and you're not, and you're feeling uncomfortable because you know that we're expecting you to do a certain thing and you're not doing it. And then there's just this weird tension where everyone's like, can that person just drink?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, for me, because I don't really drink all the time. I'm used to being DD. So I'm pretty good at determining if someone's fucked up or not. But yeah.
Yeah. But on the other side, though, I can tell like when you're not high enough. It's like,
true.
All right. Can Roy smoke some pot? Because he's starting to become a little bit of a dick.
That's fair.
You know, one thing I did find that you can do that apparently gets you really fucked up is how do you say it? Cacao? C-A-C-A-O?
Oh, yeah. Cacao.
Cacao? Yeah, cacao powder.
Like the cocoa powder?
Yeah, that you can like buy on Amazon.
Okay.
Cacao!
Yeah. I mean, it has caffeine in it.
Apparently,
so.
If you snort it, it's similar effects to cocaine.
But then at that point, just get cocaine.
Well, is it?
Yeah, but I mean, this is legal.
Is it
like,
from
really,
the cocoa
really
leaf? Is it from like the cocoa plant? I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the same powder that's used to make chocolate.
So wait. So if I snort like Nesquik, that'll work, right?
I don't know if it's Nesquik, but
well then fuck
yeah,
that's
I mean,
my
you,
favorite.
But I mean, you can buy the powder on Amazon.
What are you doing?
What the fuck, say?
That shit?
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
There are a lot of things you can do to get high, though. That doesn't mean everything is a green light.
Yeah, you could choke. You could asphyxiate yourself and masturbate. That'll get you off.
Yeah. There are like those poop fumes people, too.
Yeah, the methane people that sniff that. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like sniff like concentrated pig shit directly, you'll get fucking really high from it. It's like it's
methane.
Like methane, yeah.
If you're sniffing methane,
right,
then you'll get high. I guess that makes sense.
I don't think it's a good high.
That's no. I don't see how that would
that
be.
That doesn't sound fun.
Just because you can't get high doesn't mean it's
cacao?
A good one to do.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, apparently it's huge in Europe, especially in Western Europe.
Oh yeah,
it's like the club drug of choice now.
Yeah, and so
it's sniffing shit,
and fuck yeah. But in Europe, it's also big to fucking wear culottes and stuff, and fuck that noise. Let's move back to trying to save the earth because I know we got off topic. That's our show is usually about environmentalism. Vice came out with ecosexuals believing
ecosexuals, bro.
Ecosexuals. Believing having sex with the earth could save it.
Let's fuck the earth.
These are real people, Dutch.
Yes, I've actually heard the people who have sex with trees and things like that.
Well, Vice did a study on it, came out today. Not a study. They went out there with their hipster reporters. If you happen to find yourself in Sydney this week. No, not you, Sydney, the other place, okay? Not her.
Hey.
Not
that's
her.
Kyle's job.
Yeah. If you happen to find yourself in Sydney this week, you have the unique opportunity to have sex with the earth. You just need to stop at the ecosexual bathhouse.
I'm sorry.
What?
Can't I have sex with the earth anywhere on earth?
You need to stop by the ecosexual bathhouse.
Or do you have to go to the bottom of and the back of the earth to find the butthole, which is apparently Sydney, Australia?
Yes.
Is Sydney, Australia the butthole?
I would assume. You just
is that where you enter the back door?
I would think that's like the taint. It's like it's rubbing up against it. If you're going to actually get to the butthole of the earth, I would think it would have to be the South Pole, correct?
You just need to stop by the ecosexual.
No, I would say the South Pole would be the vagina because the vagina points straight downward, whereas the butthole is angled a little bit more at an acute angle, kind of pointing outward a little bit.
Yeah.
So, Australia would be.
Yeah, women's biology.
All right, Molly just posted a picture of it. What the fuck is happening here?
But in the interest of making love to the earth, my parents' last anniversary, they went on this picnic in a park in Chicago back home, and they were interrupted by a man who vigorously was literally making love to the earth in a mud puddle nearest them.
He was fucking the ground?
Yes. Getting all into it, getting mud all up, all over him.
Jesus.
So
was interrupted by police. So what are these people talking about when they say make love to the earth? Because when you're saying that, I'm picturing.
Well, you're very close.
Yeah, digging a hole in the ground and then putting your penis in
it. You need to stop by the ecosexual bathhouse, which is currently part of the Sydney Liveworks Festival. The bathhouse is an interactive installation created by artist Lenore Cromier.
So it's a piece of art.
Pony Express, who describes her work as a no-holds-bar extravaganza meant to dissolve the barriers between species and descent into oblivion. And the blah, 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 blah. Exosexuality.
Installation art and sex with the earth are not the same thing.
I don't think we should dissolve the barriers between species either, honestly, if we're...
Yeah, I'm pretty good with my own species. I don't really need to. I don't think that's a thing that we need to be fighting for right now.
And like, we have already.
I would agree.
Molly, by the way, if you're listening or in the chat room, morelikeradio.com/live, and you're listening to the podcast, Molly's posting all the pictures of these type of people and what they do. Yep. Like, what the fuck is happening?
They're just being naked outside.
Not really. That one person was fucking a tree, definitely.
No, that one person was laying his penis on the side of a tree. There's no hole that he's putting his penis into, as far as I can see.
Is a picture of a woman like in the crack of like the earth, where like there's definitely a fault line, and it seems.
I don't
like
understand why people do this. Just go to a music festival instead. It's just if you want to do drugs, do it that way, right? Like,
it's and it's counterintuitive too. You're saying that, you know, everything on the earth has such a consciousness and it can all be fixed by fucking the earth. So you figure out that the earth can feel things around it, and your first instinct is to stick your dick in it? I mean, that's going to fix it?
Yeah. Well, how else do you do it, Sydney?
That's we conquered the moon. You don't think fucking Neil Armstrong tried to fuck the moon? You better fucking guarantee it.
Oh, he fucked the moon's holes. He did.
Those guys were in the air for a month and a half. You don't think they put their penis in that?
You
know,
of course. I'm not
denying that.
If the earth cannot answer back, then it's rape, because the earth needs to give consent.
Oh! Oh, no!
That's what I'm saying.
Bunch of earth rapists.
Do you ever say no?
Yeah, but an absence of a no or a yes is still considered not consent. You have to give a firm yes.
Yes.
But what if, like, the earth is, like, seeming to like it?
No.
Oh,
no.
You know what? You fucking rape apologist. That's what you are.
Stop.
Well, look. What if it was wearing something that was kind of like was asking for
what
it?
What if the earth was asking for it? How does the earth ask for it?
Some of those white sand beaches with clear waters, it's like you're kind of asking for
it. That's what I'm talking about.
What if the earth was acting like it liked it at first?
Right, no. And then all of a sudden it changes its mind. It's like, well, I'm sorry, I'm already halfway done. What do you want me to do? Want me to finish?
Oh, are you saying that because the earth is... No means no, Dutch. You just can't fuck the earth because it had a nice beach.
I'm just saying, when I go through the Everglades and I see this beautiful landscape, it's kind of asking for it, just a little bit.
Dutch, that earth is somebody's daughter.
Something... That beautiful is like it's like getting mounted on two hind legs and just hey, do it. That's what it's asking for. And I'm a man, aren't I?
Actually, I don't think it's asking for anything. It's spinning in on its axis and going around the sun. It's literally trying to run away from
on
us.
Its hot axis.
It's trying to spin us off. It's back. Like, it's literally trying to spin us off its back and then fling us out in the outer space.
Oh, yeah,
and
well,
gravity's just preventing us.
You know
us
what?
From
if Earth doesn't like us, why are the polar caps melting, getting all wet and worked up?
Exactly.
Fuck America.
Because we're drugging it.
Shut up.
Drugging anything. It's dude, if it didn't want to get fucked, it wouldn't dress that way. I'm sorry.
I can't believe you're saying that about Mother Earth.
Just, look, Mother Earth, Sister Earth, you know.
Venus?
Shaniqua Earth. It could be anything you want.
Dutch fucks the Earth and makes the moon watch. That's the worst part about it.
The moon is a cuckold in this scenario.
It watches. And it can't do anything about it.
It gets hard. It's just sitting there with its moon dick.
And Dutch taunts the moon. It's like, oh, what are you going to do?
I'm by all the astronauts.
Really wish you weren't in orbit right now, don't you?
Dutch taunts.
And I fuck its Everglades, and it's just like, yes,
And Dutch is all, taunts the moon. He's like, oh, what are you going to do? Make the tides go up? I don't give a fuck. Moon.
You don't need Thailand anyways.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's up there with one of the most silly things we've ever done on this show.
Fucking raping the, literally raping the earth.
And justifying why we can.
Earth rape.
Yeah, but what was
anyways, what's more with these freaks and the earth fucking
ride close it. Fucking rape culture, Dutch. That's what it is.
I know, right? I am an earth apologist. Hold on. So what's these people's MO?
What do you mean by these people? What do you mean by these people?
These people who like having sex with the sex ecology.
According to Reed's research, the term ecosexuality has existed since the early 2000s when it started appearing as a self-description online dating profiles. It wasn't until 2008 it began its evolution towards a fully-fledged social movement. People have become officiating ecosexual weddings. The two artists have been active in the marriage equality movement, and they wanted to harness that energy for environmental causes. As of 2008, the desire for a safer, more sustained earth. Okay. I want to see if they actually fuck the earth.
I'm
yeah,
sure they
who
do.
Are they marrying when they're saying weddings? The whole earth
they're
or like a cactus?
Marrying a cactus
here,
would be hilarious.
Here's the danger of fucking the earth. One day, somebody is going to fall in love with the earth because they're not going to be able to differentiate between sex and romantic feelings. And then someone else is also going to fall in love with the earth. And then they're going to have to argue over who's going to marry the earth. And then we're going to have to deal with that.
Or the earth could just become Mormon. It's a great religion.
That is not bad. I wouldn't be surprised if they jumped on board with that.
Stop pushing your Mormon beliefs on us, Kyle.
I'm just saying, you know? Earth could have multiple people.
You're right. Roy Black on Crack in the chat room says, I go hardcore. I rape beehives.
Whoa!
Kyle?
That's straight up like
inappropriate.
Kyle?
You gotta want it.
Is Mormonism okay with having both wives and husbands? Because men are also fucking the earth.
I don't think it's allowed. I mean,
I don't.
Mormons just recently allowed black people. So, I mean, I don't think they're that progressive.
Yeah, that was like the other week.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks.
So we're going to have to find a religion for the
earth. It was
a big
event. We threw a party. Like four people were there.
There was the one black Mormon that showed up.
Yep. We're going to have to find a religion the earth can get a part of where it can marry both men and women and multiples of them for this whole thing to even work.
Yeah, well, we don't need real. Yeah, we could just do like some sort of.
And how are you going to put a ring on the earth?
Because Beyonce just told me to.
We can make a religion. Like Pastor Royce could make that his religion.
No way. I do not believe the pastor would approve of that.
Can you be a pastor?
Are you sure? The pastor could convert.
What was it? Can ecosexualism also be a religion and then you be the pastor of that?
I'm actually really curious as to what Pastor Royce thinks about ecosexuals.
You can't just,
you know,
Pastor Royce just shows up. You can't just, you know,
Pastor
assume
Royce
that,
is
you know,
drunk.
Every time you say his name, he's just going to appear.
And he's drunk.
I thought it was you say it three times. And
that's
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
No, I don't like that, no.
That's Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Not the same thing.
He just shows up when we don't want him to.
Right.
That's the beauty
that's
of him,
beauty.
Is that like when we don't want to talk about it with him, he just shows up anyway.
He shows up kind of like how Norm shows up in the episode of Cheers, you know?
Right.
It's like he just barges in and everyone's like, oh, Norm, you know, you're here now.
Remember Cheers?
I've never seen Cheers.
Well,
how old are you again, Kyle?
26.
I've heard of Cheers.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you guys are too old.
Ew.
I'm telling you.
I'm kidding. I've seen Cheers. I am a human.
There is this age barrier of 26-year-olds and younger that just failed to even look up what happened before they were born.
Well, why would they?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't, but I fucking learned anyway.
That's because you had Nick at Night, though, and you didn't have the internet.
Exactly.
And you're also married to Royce, who's the most bitter human being ever.
What does that have to do with knowing Norm from Cheers?
Why are you going to make fun of me for?
No, it's just the bitterness of like, oh, I was better than in the younger days and whatnot.
Really.
You should
do you like
watch
how
this thing that I should have to be watching, yada, yada.
You like how I didn't disagree with you, but I was just like, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, thanks, Marie.
No, I got you.
But it actually didn't.
That's what 8 years together does.
But it didn't apply. Well, actually, we've been together 12 years. But
I'm talking about me
and the show.
Yeah,
and Roy
show.
And everybody else. Show related.
But no, I fucking saw Cheers before I knew him. I didn't need him for everything.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called Parents.
Do your parents like Cheers?
Of course they watch Cheers.
I actually was thinking about this the other day, and I was thinking about bringing it up on. What did your parents watch on TV? Like, what was their go-to shows?
My mom watched All My Children and One Life to Live every day for 30 years.
Wow.
Like,
so she was a soap queen, huh?
Since the inception of it, I think she might still watch it to this day. And it was one of those things where I only saw it during the summer months where I didn't have school. And I'd come back a year later, and I'd be like, oh, my God, this plot line is still going on from last year? They haven't wrapped it up yet?
But, like, is that the draw of soaps? Is that you know it's never going to end?
Yeah, because very, very similar to me, my dad watched a lot of professional wrestling, which is basically male soap opera.
I guess the same thing. Yeah, it is male soap.
And I remember he watched that a lot. And
yeah, back in the WWF days.
Yeah, back in WWF days, but
it's as close to reality TV as people could have gotten back then.
Right.
Before, you know, Big Brother was a thing and
right.
reality TV was because you were seeing the same actors every single day, so it was at the pace of real life.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that's that. See, what did my mom watch? She didn't watch soap operas.
My dad was a huge 2020 fan.
My parents would watch that sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
With Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs. Yeah, and then when after one of the two left, he stopped watching it because he was a purist. He's like, well, if it isn't Hugh Downs or Barbara Walters, I'm not watching this anymore.
What about Ricky Lake? Jerry Springer.
My mom loved Ricky Lake.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think it seems like your mom would love that. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
My mom loved to watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy later on in the evening. I've always loved Jeopardy. Price is Right was usually on in the morning. It was like Price is Right, then it was soap operas, then I would come home and it would be Simpsons for a little bit and Seinfeld, and then we would move.
Did your parents let you watch Simpsons?
Oh, my mom would argue.
God, your parents were so cool.
My mom would argue with other moms. Exactly.
I was going to say the same thing.
My mom would argue with other moms that those parents that didn't allow their kids to watch The Simpsons should actually watch it, because she's like, there's actually morals in these cartoons at the end of the story. You're just being prejudiced because they're cartoons.
I watched it all the time.
Yeah, no, my mom argued for it.
And
my parents didn't allow us to watch The Simpsons because Bart was disrespectful towards Homer. So that meant that it was teaching a bad thing, so we weren't allowed to watch it.
My mom didn't understand why I liked The Simpsons because she never really watched it, but she didn't care. But one day we had this Astrovan that ended up being my first car, but this is when I was younger and it was still new, the Astrovan, and they had a TV in it that, you know, would get the local stations with that big antenna on top. And The Simpsons were on a rerun. And it was a scene where Homer and Marge just made up. And he's like, Lenny, tell Mr. Burns I'm going to the car with my wife. And I'm not going to be back for 10 to 15 minutes. And my mom started laughing hysterically. And then she finally got, you know, why it was so funny. But I know that you guys aren't the first people that I remember as a kid. There was a lot of kids that were not allowed to watch The Simpsons at all.
I wasn't.
There was a lot that I wasn't allowed to watch.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What TV did you watch, Kyle? Like, what did you watch? Like, did you watch Transformers? Like, oh, wait, that's.
Yeah, no, I did, actually. I watched Beast Wars. Transformers Beast Wars.
Beast Wars. See, that's the newer Transformers stuff.
What are you talking
about? I'm OG. No, I know what Kyle's talking about.
No, Beast Wars.
Well, my dad was always really into Star Trek, so I grew up watching Star Trek.
Oh, okay. So that's not that bad. Star Trek's awesome.
First generation?
Yeah, what generation did you watch?
I mean, all of them. The one that I really grew up watching was Next Generation.
Yes, Next Gen.
That was on, like, 89 to 96.
Next
Gen's
ball. I just finished going through the whole season again on Netflix. Next Gen.
I finished that, like, a couple months ago.
And now I went through the movies. Yeah. Man, the movies are bad. The Next Gen movies
are terrible. Dude, Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space Nine is the best. Deep Space Nine is the fucking
so good.
Best. Wow, fucking nerd stuff. I love it. Dutch, you don't watch Star Trek? You don't watch Star Trek?
I was going to say, Captain Picard all day and
all every day.
Other than that,
no. Next Gen, of course,
he's definitely the best captain.
Definitely. But close second, I would say Commander Sisko or Captain Sisko. Very
I like
good.
Sisko a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Black.
I didn't like him at first. It took a while.
Yeah, bald Sisko. But so at least you got to watch that. So that's cool.
Yeah, you know what? It wasn't that bad. I'm exaggerating. Like I actually remember watching like that 70s show with my mom growing up. Like when it was on the air.
Okay.
And that was like, I mean, they were getting high on that show.
I did not know that that's what was happening until like 3 years ago.
Oh, you nerd!
What
a nerd.
You're such a nerd!
I thought it was just like that 70s show just had like that artistic, like talk around the table thing. Like it didn't.
I mean, that's how
occur.
I sit with my friends. We all sit around a circle and then all like look at each other.
It did not occur to me.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Like, it did not occur to me until way later, because later in life, when I would have gotten what it was, I wasn't thinking about that 70s show, so it wasn't until that 70s show was, like, brought up.
When's the last time you watched it?
Kyle, you brought up a good point. Next time I smoke with my friends, I'm going to turn sharply like they did. I'd be like, yeah, now it's your turn to talk.
Your turn.
Now it's your turn to talk.
And lest we forget, there was a few episodes of a show called That 80s Show.
Oh, that show bombed!
So bad.
And
it was
the same actor as Dennis from Always Sunny.
Wait, are you serious?
Was it?
I'm absolutely serious. He was the star of the show.
Yeah, we need to give it a shot then.
That's weird. Where did Dutch go?
I don't know.
Weird.
Does it look like that I know?
I don't know. We'll get him back on.
Surprise to me. No, my My parents were cool enough to allow me to watch Monty Python and the Flying Circus, which they would air on MTV after like 11 o'clock when I was young. Because I have very older brothers. My brothers are 7 and 11 years older than I am. So they would watch it, and I would just be sitting around with them, and they wouldn't make me leave the room. So I grew up on some pretty edgy shit.
Mitch in the chat room says, I was a Babylon 5 guy. And he goes, I hated Star Trek. Fuck you. Star Trek is superior to Babylon 5 and so...
Oh, dude, Star Trek is so superior. Are you kidding me?
Many ways. Don't even... Okay, you know what? I'm not going to nerd out. Let's just stop.
By the way, we just added John, so if you want to ask John.
Hey, John. What did your parents watch? What do you remember your parents watching when you were a kid? Like, what was the TV that they watched that you had to sit down and also watch?
Well, you guys are talking about Babylon 5. My grandfather was a really big... Star Trek fan.
Thank you. Yeah. So are we.
All right.
Which one? Which Star Trek?
No. All the way from the beginning.
Original.
All right.
Yeah, from the original, and then Next Generation.
Yes, Next Gen's that's my. Oh, it's so good.
But to the point that Star Trek set the bar for like Babylon 5, Deep Space. Deep Space Nine is Star Trek, but Farscape. All those. So everyone's like, oh, it's far more something. Give credit when credit's due. They were the first. They set the bar. So you can't say that, like, you know, the other, like, yeah, if Babylon 5's good, that, yeah, it's fantastic. But you can't be like,
okay. I don't know. That wasn't really words towards the end.
I know.
But the thing is with shows like Star Trek is it's really hard to get people into them when they're in a, like, now, like, I, yeah. because it's so, yeah. if you rewatch the episodes, unless you like them.
They're awful. I can't.
Marie hates them. Marie hates them.
I can't.
Especially, and Marie always happens to tune in when it's a holodeck episodes, and those aren't really the good ones, because those are more when they're, you know, just,
goofing around?
Yeah, in the holodeck, and I don't know. But,
And then my mom was into Doctor Who, so I watched Doctor Ooh. Who when it was the dude with the afro.
Oh,
I've never
Fourth
really
doctor.
Watched Doctor Who.
I think that
I
was like
Doctor
the
Who.
Sixth Doctor.
I love
no,
Doctor Who.
Fourth, third Doctor. I don't know. I the thing is, I haven't seen any other except for like from mid 70s to 80s, the 1980s. It was that Doctor.
That Doctor.
Yeah. So you're lucky. But
my parents would watch things like MASH and Cheers.
That's not bad.
Then Frasier because of Cheers.
Oh, Frasier, he's so smart.
They love Seinfeld.
I hated Frasier.
Yeah, my dad was huge on
Seinfeld.
Costanza, can't stand ya. He would like quote like lines all the time at nauseam.
I don't know. I get why people like Seinfeld. I just was never a big fan of it. I never.
It had its moments. It wasn't like the best thing ever.
All I remember is at least on my local broadcast, it was sandwiched in between two episodes of The Simpsons, so
yep.
I had to watch a Seinfeld episode.
Yep.
Oh, it sucks. Like, just get back to The Simpsons, and then I would get bummed out when they would show like first season Simpsons. I'm like, oh, it's still not that great the first season.
Yeah, you need to get
when
through.
The voices are different.
Like season.
Yeah, it's like Homer sounds like he's like a chain smoker.
Yep. Season 3 through like season 11, 12, like good years.
Yeah, I always go up to season 12.
Yeah, that's golden Simpsons. Right there.
I go season 12. That's about it.
Yeah.
Season 12. That's the Bartman era.
No, season 12 was right around when they did the whole fake. There was two Skinners, like Principal Tanzarian and
Armin Tanzarian.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Where my family got excited for stupid reasons because Tanzarian was an Armenian name.
Oh gosh, fucking nerds!
We're like, oh, they just brought an Armenian into the Simpsons world.
All right. Well, apparently people are losing it because of
what now?
Lindsay Lohan has a weird accent.
Lindsay? She has an accent now, like Madonna.
What did she go to? The
I need
UK?
To. Can you play it? Please?
It's like Greek affected because of her ex fiance.
All right, I'm gonna play it. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
And I figured out. I said maybe there's something for me to do more here, so that I have a reason to come back. And Athens, my first time coming to Athens, Dennis is my friend, and that's all he is my friend and business partner. But his mother became a very close person to me. And
why is she talking like that?
It sounds more like Netherlands. Like, hello, would you like some kroners?
I'm confused.
She also looks very sick.
No, she looks like she's had
a lot
of...
When is she going to die?
She looks like she's had a lot of
Everybody's
surgery.
Estimate for when she's going to die.
I think 2 years OD, but look how much surgery
I give
has
her,
she had.
I give her 10 years.
Oh, let's see.
Sister as well, and his father. And Aguilos, another partner of ours, and my friend Manos have really incorporated me into their life. And when I went through hardships with my ex, I found really a good family in these people from Greece. Just what I did in...
But,
I want her to be okay, but
no, she's not.
Would anybody be surprised if like a news article came out tomorrow that she died?
No, not
at all. Sucks, but
not really, because when you really think about it, like it's been a while since she's been in the tabloids or what have you.
It has been a while.
Let's play a little bit more.
What?
That's at this point. All right, let's play it for
was
real.
Was that a trailer from her next movie?
Let's play it for real.
Turkey in a different way, with refugees and such, but now with family. So where people are scared of refugees and everything in the world, there's a minimum, there's a line.
Pay that man his money.
So she goes. She's been living in Greece, or she's just dating someone from Greece?
I don't know, but she looks really bad.
She was there once.
She was engaged to someone from that area of the world. And then they broke up, and it was very public, and it was an Instagram thing, and they were hitting each other, or someone was hitting someone.
See, here I thought he was the understudy for the Broadway musical Greece.
No, what's wrong? Oh, John.
So she,
you're a jet all the way.
So she's been hanging around somebody that is of Greek origin and or speaks Greek, but they were speaking English to her, so she's just adopted the Greek accent, but still speaking English.
Yes.
Where we can make happiness.
Where we can make happiness? No, I've never hung out around someone. Look, with broken English that long, like my grandparents, for example, and I don't start speaking like them because I'm around them.
So the light of every situation that is bad.
Every situation that is bad.
Make it good. And whereas in the past I've been associated with clubbing and
nightclub. High five. Oh, maybe her Halloween costume was Borat and she was just trying out the impression.
Oh my goodness.
Close.
Oh.
So I said, why not do my own?
Why not?
Why not?
What's she doing, man? What's
I will
wrong
not
with
take
her?
A smaller part.
Oh.
And make it a good place where there's bad things happening in the world. We can focus on the bad things and fix them. So with the club,
who's she talking to?
Does she think maybe she's speaking to the Greek media and she thinks she talks in their accent?
Well,
that makes a difference.
Here's the first clue. She keeps
this,
referring
like a man
to
on the street interview. Though it sounds like she's outside, like on like a busy street.
She keeps referring to the E reporter as Hephaestus. So
Hephaestus.
Leslie Grossman on Twitter said the FBI needs to focus on the real emergencies like Lindsay Lohan's new accent.
Yes.
I want a little bit more.
So, can I
No.
Sorry, can I
I was
going to
say, hold on.
No.
I was going to say pause. I was looking over at my monitor on the left here, and I'm seeing Kyle and what's her face, laughing their asses off.
Sandy.
Sorry.
Sandy. No, it's
I thought you said Brandy.
What happened over there? What are you guys laughing so hard about?
The fuck you giggling about?
She asked me to mute the microphone. I thought she had to like cough or something. Yeah. And so I mute the microphone. This whole process takes like 30 seconds.
Right.
And then she looks over and puts her hands like this and goes, "Morty," and like calls out to my cat.
What?
What
the fuck is happening over here? Okay.
I guess.
So what were you going to say, Kyle? Before that?
No, that was it. That was it.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Jesus. Sorry, my internet cut out. My whole router decided to die. So Lindsay Lohan's in Greece, speaking Grecian?
Apparently, she's Grecian. No one knows why she's talking like this.
And there's bigger things to be done with the Lohan family. There's
maybe she got hit on the head.
There's more things that I'm willing to.
I don't know why she. Where's she from? Where was she born?
California,
South Bronx.
Fuck, she talking like this for?
She's been disturbed for a minute though. She's had all kinds of court date. Yeah, exactly. She's had all kinds of court dates that she's missed, and she's went on Oprah and did her whole crazy thing.
Yeah, no. I think what it is that, like, with any child star, this happens. When you get super famous, super young, and you don't actually grow correctly, like in a
Haley Joel Osment.
Like, you don't understand how to be a real person.
Exactly. This kind of stuff will happen.
I got it. Her first big break was in The Parent Trap, where she had to act like both a British person and an American person. She's just trying to still recreate The Parent Trap, where she's creating an alternate Lindsay Lohan with an accent.
Hey, Dad, it's an adult Parent Trap.
And she's smoking a cigarette. It's like, why are you here? You're in a, can you leave my house. But Dutch, that's not true with all child actors. I mean, look at the Olsen twins. They just killed Heath Ledger, allegedly. So that's not a big deal.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, allegedly.
I have to say allegedly.
What, because they were doing drugs together or something?
No, because Heath allegedly.
Heath allegedly.
It's like a noun. Heath. No, an adjective.
Yeah. Wait, no, seriously, was it just they were doing drugs together or did
something happen? He was partying with one of them and they were doing drugs.
I think he had a prescription in Ashley Olsen's name.
Yeah, something like that. And that's why he did a little too much. He did the killing joke, as it were.
So long ago, though.
Oh,
but even then, though, like, look at, dude, it'd be, with all the weirdness that's happening right now with Corey, what's his face?
Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
Like, that right there just tells you, like, the delusional point of what child stardom will give you.
You know,
like,
he went back on the Today Show, right? You know, I know we played the other one, but you know he went back, right?
I think I saw it.
And I'm not, I don't want to.
He needed more abuse.
I don't want to play. No, I don't want to play it because I think it was one of those things with Today Show has never been this popular as it was when he was singing, and they just want to recreate the magic, and it's not the same.
Right. Bring it back. And there really isn't any good sound clips out of that one.
No.
So it was just awkward then? It was just like.
Yeah, oh, it was just awkward.
What's he doing? He's like, hey, you think you guys can validate my parking again?
He really is a fucking weird dude. He's just.
Well, that's my point, is that, like, her getting this weird accent for no reason. Like, it's just she doesn't know how to be a person because she never had the ability to do that. Like, any child star,
Danny Bonaducci,
him too.
Yeah,
they've never grown up in any kind of normalcy. So that's why I think I look at parents who allow their children to be actors at a really young age as terrible parents.
Well, the only one that I could think, Jason Bateman was a child actor, and he's normal.
But he wasn't.
He's mildly successful, too.
Yeah, Arrested Development.
But he wasn't as successful as a child actor as he is now. Like, look at, like, Macaulay Culkin.
That's a good point. Macaulay Culkin looks like he's dying.
Yeah.
He really does.
Yeah, I always get him and that guy from It's Always Sunny mixed up. Cricket.
Cricket, yeah, that's a good point.
Crickety Cricket.
They look exactly the same.
What's the actor who plays Cricket's name?
I don't know, but
he's in Westworld. I know that.
Yeah. No.
That's
Ryan.
No, the McPoyle.
That's the McPoyle.
Westworld.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't take him seriously. I just want him to go, Ryan, stab somebody.
But all right, let's go. I got one more story before we.
His
Ryan, stab somebody.
The actor is David Hornsby, who plays Rickety Cricket.
There you go. Thank you.
It's Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah, he's related to Bruce Hornsby.
Can you believe that? I'm looking at a picture in the chat here with Macaulay Culkin. Mole just posted a couple of them. But he used to date Mila Kunis for a very long time, for like 6 years.
From when they were kids.
Yeah.
Jesus, dude.
Macaulay Culkin, you know, now is the same age as his mom was on Home Alone. When it came
weird.
Out?
Oh, as he is now?
Yeah.
Wow. That's weird to think about.
Yeah. An autistic black teen got lost running a 5K and was assaulted by a man who feared he was getting mugged.
That's
Was he painting a picture because he was artistic?
Autistic.
Oh.
There you go.
So it was a 5K run. It wasn't like an obstacle course.
Yeah. An arrest warrant has been issued for an upstate New York man accused of assaulting an autistic black teenager. As the 15-year-old was running a 5K at a cross-country meet last month, an incident that sparked widespread outrage.
Never a dull moment in a cross-country match, I'll tell you that.
Oh. A city judge on Wednesday approved the warrant application for the arrest of Martin McDonald, 57, for second-degree harassment. A police spokeswoman said McDonald was not in custody and would not comment on the matter if he would be arrested, but police told the mother of the teenager that because the charge is a violation rather than a felony or misdemeanor, they cannot arrest McDonald until they physically. Okay, so what happened though?
I was going to say, well, what was? Did you just yell at him and say you suck?
Coleman said that the son.
McDonald of Pittsburgh, New York, admitted to police that he pushed Chase Coleman, a freshman at Core high school in Syracuse, while the teen was standing in the middle of the road near the race course, according to an incident report. Coleman
so the race course was actually marked off.
I guess so. Coleman said her son is nearly nonverbal and suspects that he might have gotten lost and confused during the 5K. The incident drew charges of racism after the same judge denied the Coleman's request to press charges against McDonald, who was white. McDonald had told police that he thought Chase was going to mug his wife, who was a passenger in his car, when the incident occurred. The incident.
How stupid is this guy? Look, I'm looking at the picture that they have of him. He has a shirt that says Syracuse.
And a running number.
And a running number on it. How would they?
So that's the kid?
Yeah, that's the kid. That's the picture of him.
No one would have energy to mug somebody after a full cross country race.
But it's not even that. You're the running kid's your in hardest, a uniform.
If you're running your hardest.
It's not, it's not like he's in like plain clothes.
Yeah, he's not in fucking.
So, did he run like way off the base? The base path, and he just so happened to be against this guy's car. Like, what happened?
Guys, I've done cross country for 6 years of my life. I will tell you, I've seen people get lost on almost every single cross country course because no one fucking designates every single turn around a stupid tree here or there. One time I saw somebody.
Really?
One time I saw somebody cross the finish line from the opposite side of the finish line. I don't even know how they did that.
Is that legal?
It wasn't. She didn't obviously make time, but you get lost. And it's very easy to do so.
So you're saying it's common to get lost.
It's very common. And if you're wearing a stupid number, there's no way in hell that person has enough energy to mug you and also finish a race.
That's a good point. But it's at that point, it's like mug.
What if it's a decathlon?
Even worse.
He has a number on it. Like, dude, I'm looking at the, I really want to try to be like, hey, what happened? Like, if he was running, but he's running around in a uniform. You know what I mean? Like, the guy's not going to hurt you.
So the guy in question pushed him?
Apparently.
Yes. Is that the most egregious thing that happened?
I guess.
It a pushing? Was it beating up? Was it a gun drawn? Like, what was the worst thing that happened here?
Push.
Okay. Well, then what are we talking about?
Fucked up on his end.
Well, he's an asshole.
Well, yeah.
But there's no law against being an asshole, right?
Well,
they're trying to file paperwork.
The problem is the paperwork. They're trying to get judges involved with this matter. Like, come on. Stop it.
Yeah.
It must be a small town.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, if they're trying to pull the racial angle, that's weird. But if somebody gets lost and he's autistic and he's fucking being weird and he pushes him away from his car, well, I could see why that would get a little weird, right? No?
Yeah, but at the same time, like...
What time is it? Was it dark?
No, it looks like it was daytime.
Oh.
Well, that's the start of the picture. I don't know. I think the whole thing just sounds really weird.
Yeah, but Maul says he assaulted a kid.
It just sounds weird all around. But like, if you're going to be trying to throw the race card around, don't you guys think that's a little extreme? No?
I don't think. I mean, I guess the extreme. Look, if we're being honest, and I know what you're saying, but if it was a white kid and it was the same situation, I don't think he would have got pushed.
Oh, I would punch a white kid who's autistic.
You maybe, but.
Just right in his mouth, and be like, okay, there's no racial inequality here.
Is that why you punched
this guy? Was trying to come after my wife.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, hey, you know what? It's time to wrap up, though. It is.
Aww. So,
all right.
I know. 9 o'clock. No. Sorry, guys.
Hey, Kyle, why are you better?
No, wait. Wrong show.
Here. In honor of a closeout, shall I just read the article titles that we didn't get to?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, right. That's always a good thing.
Google search for pathological lying resulted in a photo of Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Wikipedia changed. Ooh. Thanks, everyone. Louisiana Supreme Court. Priests don't have to report child abuse.
Nope.
So that's good. All right. Ranch dressing is what's wrong with America.
Yep.
From the Washington Post.
I will give him that one.
I love ranch. Shut up.
Economist.com. Which American city offers the best protection from zombies?
Yep.
Look it up. It looks like Salt Lake City and Kansas City. And Boston.
100%.
I actually would have said Arizona.
Pope. Women will be banned from priesthood forever.
Yep. So no women ever. Yeah, the Pope said that.
Sorry, ladies. From. At AtlasObscura.com, there's only one state embassy in Washington. Of course, it's Florida's.
Yep.
Okay. And Oh, Gizmodo, Razor got in trouble for tweeting, "You call yourself pro? S-my-D.
S-my-D.
Yep.
Oops.
All right, guys, we're out of here. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Cousin Joe tomorrow. Just your feelings got to live.